Hi guys, my name is Chrissy and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today we have a video. It's called Why Elephants Never Forget. And I don't know if you guys have heard about this idiom before, but the saying that an elephant never forgets is an expression used to imply that a person has a good memory or is unlikely to forget something. So the expression is usually used in a lighthearted or a humorous context. For example, maybe one of your friends remember what you did and how embarrassed you were back in high school, and you could say something like, oh, an elephant never forgets. It simply means that, you know, a person has an eidetic memory, which Sheldon also has that. But this type of video explains that this is actually as true as it can be. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The recognition isn't limited to others of their species. Elephants have also recognized humans they've bonded with after decades apart. All of this shows that elephant memory goes beyond responses to stimuli. This recognition isn't limited to others of their species. Elephants have also recognized humans they've bonded with after decades apart. All of this shows that elephant memory goes beyond responses to stimuli. 我们首先要看的是 recognition 这一个字， recognition 呢指的是辨识或者是辨认它是名词。那记得我知道这个 G 呢，大家都会在犹豫到底要发多重或者是要不要发出来。那其实这边只有一个短暂的停留 recognition，我们不会有一个个的音，而是 recognition。那同样用在它的动词呢 recognize 也是一样 recognition 跟 recognize 一个短暂的停留，可是不要有 个的音出来 ，recognition 我刚才说是辨识或者是辨认啊，现在很多科技很发达，像是我们的 Facebook 就有一些像是 facial recognition 的功能，像是你可能照了一些照片之后，他就会问你说 Would you like to send those photos to your friends？ 那这个就是 facial recognition 的功能。那还有另外一种呢，则是 voice recognition， 就是指语音辨识的意思。 那来看他的动词 recognize 指的是辨识或者是辨认。那我们可以说 He has changed so much after I last saw him 5 years ago that I barely recognize him. 就是他离我5年前看到他的时候呢改变非常大，所以我几乎认不出他来。再我们来看 limit 的两个i呢都是发短音 e 的音 limit。 那有时候我们很常对小朋友说 Let your imagination wander, the sky is the limit. 就是让你的想象力遨游，你可以天马行空，就是说完全没有任何的极限这样子。 那limit 还有 limitation 呢，好像都是指一个限度或者是极限，可是他们两个差在哪里？ Limit 其实有一个极限的概念，那 limitation 呢，大家可以把它想成是限制。那所以 limitation 呢，限制会创造这个 limit。 极限，像是我们可以说 Having injured in his left knee is one of his greatest limitations in this marathon besides the weather. 除了恶劣的气候之外呢，他左脚受过的伤是他跑这场马拉松最大的限制之一。这个是 limitation. 那 limit 的话呢，我们很常讲说，比如说 the speed limit is 35 kilometers per hour. 这边的速限呢是时速每小时不得超过35公里这样子。那 limit 有一个你不可以超过这个限制的概念在。 所以是说你最多只能做到哪里这样。那再来我们来看 species。那这个字呢，我知道很多人 CIE 这边呢，很多人会念 sh 的音，很多人会念 c 的音，那其实都可以。有人念 species， 也有人念 species。那其实并没有真的对或错，只是有些用法比较常用，有些比较不常用这样子。species 呢，指的就是物种的意思。 那有时候我们可能会讲到一个地方的物种多样性，我们会讲 species diversity， 像是说 the species diversity in terms of the Amazon region is beyond our imagination， 就是在亚马逊丛林这一区的物种多样性呢远远超出我们的想象。那跟它长得很像的字呢，还有 spices。 Spices 指的是调味料或者是香料的意思，像是 one of my favorite spices to put in our dishes is Italian herbs and rosemary. 我每次煮饭时最喜欢加的两种香料呢，就是意大利香料跟迷迭香。再我们来看 bond 呢，指的就是结合的意思。Bond 我们可以说 they have just met each other, but they bonded immediately on the spot. 他们虽然才刚认识彼此，可是他们好像当下就 很对痛这样子。那还有另外一个跟它长得很像的呢，是 bound。bound 呢，指的是开往哪里，或者是目的地是哪里。像有时候坐高铁，你们就会听到this train is bound for 左营，就是指这个列车呢要开往左营，它的目的地是左营的意思。那这两个不要搞混。再我们来看 decade。decade 的 de 呢是发微笑的嘴型 ，ca 呢则是发 a。decade 指的是十年的意思，那它的重音是在最前面。那有一个重音在后面的呢，则是 decay 指的是腐朽或者是腐烂的意思。像是我们可以说 This house has decayed after decades of absence and it almost looks like a haunted house。这间房子呢，在好几十年都没有人住的情况下呢，渐渐的腐朽，而且看起来很像一间鬼屋。最后我们来看 stimuli 这个字， stimuli 的 i 呢是要发 i 的音，指的是刺激物的意思。 stimuli 大家可能对它的名词比较熟悉，是 stimulation， 重音在 la 的地方， stimulation。 那它动词呢则是 stimulate 指的是刺激，像是我们可以说 He was stimulated by the girl he likes and decided to study very hard for her。 像我们很熟悉的那些年我们一起追的女孩的故事呢，里面柯震东就是被他喜欢的女孩所刺激，所以决定要努力念书这样子。那跟他们长得很像的字呢还有 simulation 指的是模拟的意思。还像是很多电玩啊，他们都会是比如说 flight simulation， 就是比如说什么模拟开飞机的游戏 simulation。 那它的动词呢则是 simulate。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. This recognition isn't limited to others of their species. Elephants have also recognized humans they've bounded with after decades apart. All of this shows that elephant memory goes beyond responses to stimuli.